Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I totally forgot because I allowed an Adele song to play right before trending there, and I put Morgan back to sleep, but...
Hello, what? Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Yeah, we'll try to get you pumped up and wake you up a little bit more.
Anytime Harry Styles is on, I'm good. So that one did it for me.
I saved it there at the last second with Harry Styles. It's the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning.
So, yeah, this morning, 11 o'clock, I'm dropping Paula, my wife, off at the airport along with my son, Drew. So they're going to Florida for the week.
Oh, and they're leaving you behind.
Yeah, with a friend of hers and her son, who is also coincidentally in, or maybe not so coincidentally, in Drew's grade. So they became friends in first grade. So they're going to Fort Myers for the rest of the week. I could not go because I'm working. And also my oldest son, Will, he's got baseball games this week and basketball camp. So we're sticking behind. But I did not realize until maybe yesterday that since my wife is gone, I mean, I love being the bachelor. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. But usually when that happens, I'm going somewhere.
Right.
You know, I'm never home alone.
Okay.
And now that she's leaving and I'm staying behind being the single dad, I got to do stuff.
Like what?
Like I have to use the washing machine.
Oh, my gosh. You're joking. You're complaining about using the washing machine?
Yesterday, I had to take a master class on exactly how to use the washing machine.
What?
Because I have uniforms to wash this week. So I
don't know how to use your own washing machine?
I've never used it before.
So my gosh. So, you are a man child. You are a man child. You are.
This is all on my Instagram yesterday where Paula is actually running me and I'm taking video of it because I want to refer to the videos later.
Right.
If I get stuck on anything. But she tells me exactly what to do to run a load of wash in our basement in the washing machine. And then we did it again when we went upstairs and she taught me how to use the dishwasher.
Stop. Why do you not know how to do anything? I learned how to wash my clothes and run the dishes when I was 12.
Now, I did that back in the day, but it's been a long time since I've used the appliances in our house.
Wow.
And I am getting destroyed a lot on my social media. I've got people that follow me on Instagram. I think the main concern here is that you don't know how to use this stuff after being married, having kids, being a grown blank
man. That's
what
I'm saying. You are a man child.
Your wife is a saint.
Truly.
Bill, I adore you, but shaking my head, you don't know how to do these things.
Yeah.
LOL.
What the heck?
Nicole says, I went away for 5 days, leaving my three boys and husband behind. I have never gone away without my family, but by the fourth day, my 11-year-old had no chicken nuggets and told my husband, "You suck as a mom."
Oh.
I hope that doesn't happen with Will this week.
But you got it all down? Like, do you know how to do the things now?
I haven't practically applied what I've learned yet.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did take the instructionals yesterday, and so I'm fairly confident that if I have to run a load of wash today, I'm going to be able to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
In my defense, Morgan, even though I don't know how to use our washing machine and dishwasher, can my wife do things like I don't know, play the Price is Right theme song anytime she wants to?
I bet she could if you showed her how.
No?
I don't really know what good this does for other individuals, like your son's wearing clean clothes and having dishes to eat off of.
Can my wife just summon a drum roll timpani whenever she wants? No, she cannot.
Oh, my gosh.
And to escape conversations, can she just go into commercials?
Push
like
a button.
This?
Yeah. Real life. Real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
Q104, place the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
So did you know this month celebrates the 35th anniversary of what I believe to be a Cleveland mainstay, a Cleveland staple? Shooters in the Flats.
Oh, I love Shooters. It is a Cleveland staple, isn't it?
Now, here's what I think is a crime right now is since I've moved back to Cleveland, which was July of last year.
You haven't been.
Still have not been to Shooters.
What are you doing?
At some point, it's something that I have to look forward to, and I'm sure I'll get it done this summer. But I didn't get it done last year.
You know what's funny is that on Saturday, I told you yesterday that I took David to our wedding venue, our reception venue for the first time, which is Windows on the River in downtown Cleveland. And I told him, I'm thinking about having the after party at Shooters. Because it's just right, you know, you could walk from Windows to Shooters. And we were trying to go over there, but you had to pay to get into park. And I was like, well, I just want to show him. But he also has never been to Shooters. So maybe the first time he will be there will be after we get hitched.
Nice. I love that you're having an after party for the wedding.
Well, I feel like I'm going to have a lot of people from out of state, you know, coming in and hopefully a lot of David's friends, you know, his 7 groomsmen from South Africa and London, they're all coming. So it's like if people want to go out afterwards,
yeah,
Shooters is the perfect place if you want to, you know, show people the best sides of Cleveland.
For sure. And in honor of Shooters celebrating their 35th anniversary this month, because they've got things going on all month.
Do they?
All kinds of celebrations.
I have to take David.
I have my top 3 Shooters memories for you right now.
Are these good memories or bad memories?
A mix of both.
Okay.
Let's start with Shooter memory number 3 was the time that I ran into Drew Carey.
Cool.
At the time, he was on the Drew Carey show, now the current host of The Price is Right. I ran into him. We were both standing at the bar waiting to get a beer. And I told him that I was a student at Kent State. He went to Kent State as well, and he came over to my table. He ordered a round of beers for my table.
That's awesome.
My number three Shooter memory.
So that was a good one.
Here's number 2, was the time that I was on a first date at Shooters, and we were sitting outside on the patio near the water, mm-hmm. and it was a busy night that night. So the boats were like 3-4 deep docked at Shooters,
mm-hmm.
and these guys got into a conversation with my date and invited her on their boat to go check it out. And I never saw her again.
Oh.
She never came back to the table.
She just straight up left in the middle of the date.
Yeah, so I just finished my meal and I left for the night. And now you might be thinking, oh my God, was she abducted or anything like that? No, I ended up calling her the next day and she actually apologized. For not coming, but she said she was having so much fun on the date or boat. She was having so much fun on the boat, and that's why she didn't come back. She lost track of time. So that's how that date went. I like to think that they're married now. Number 1.
Okay, let's do it.
Memory from Shooters, and I've mentioned this a few times. How I met my wife Paula on the roof of the Velvet Dog. Well, that night at the Velvet Dog, we did not end up exchanging digits.
Oh, really?
That didn't happen until a few weeks later when we ran into each other again at Shooters.
Aww.
And we had our first extended conversation, and that's where we finally...
you and Paula were up on the bar scene in Cleveland back in the day.
For sure.
You guys were wilding out.
We got the most out of summertime around here, that's for sure. And as you know, it had a happy ending after
that. Yeah, two little boys, even though you consider one of them a demon child.
That's right. Long history. So there you go. Congratulations, shooters. Yay. Good to have you.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
My name is Bill Ryan. Yeah, so low 90s today.
Nice.
We'll be getting into that. They're saying, though, not as humid. So it's not going to feel too oppressive. But yeah, it's going to be hot at night in the 70s overnight. I'm reading this article, How to Stay Cool at Night During a Heat Wave.
Okay.
So you had the simplest answer, I think.
Turn on the air conditioner a little bit.
Well, maybe a lot of people don't like to do that, you know, trying to save money and keep their energy bills low. So here's some tips that you might want to use as alternatives. You can put your bedding in the freezer for a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's better. That's better.
Put it in a plastic bag first. Yeah. Even just your pillowcase.
In the freezer.
They say it might help. Here's a tip. You can moisturize before bed with an aloe vera based after sun cream.
Okay, yeah.
Keep that in the fridge. Put that on before bed. That'll keep you cool.
I could see that.
This one seems silly. Fill an empty perfume bottle with chilled water. Keep it by your bedside and just whenever you feel hot, just spray
yourself.
No,
just get one of those old school. Remember those fans that had this like squirt bottle with it? Just keep that by your bedside.
Like a mister?
Yeah.
Let's see, if you're an evening shower-er, don't take a really hot shower. Keep it medium.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that don't do it freezing cold because your body will react to the sudden change in temperature. It'll preserve heat.
Oh.
So that will not keep you cold at night. So
lukewarm.
Keep it lukewarm.
Okay.
You could also, sleep in a different room, from your partner because two bodies. Yeah. And finally on this list, sleep in cool, wet socks or even a damp t-shirt. I know.
What is this? Or you just turn the air conditioner on. Like, what is this list?
It's silly. It's like Paula doesn't even like it when my leg goes over to her side.
Oh, no, I know.
Only imagine her reaction if my leg goes over and I'm wearing damp socks. She would not like that at all.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Got something so juicy you just can't keep it to yourself anymore?
How intriguing.
Tell us and all of Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
It's time for the Cleveland Confessional on Q104.
All right, Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. Let's enter the Cleveland Confessional. This is a safe space. We don't judge. If we do judge, we try not to judge too harshly.
Yes.
We just share our advice, and most importantly, the listeners call up and give you some pretty good advice, too, if you need advice. Let's see what Missy in Lyndhurst has to say. Good morning, Missy.
Hi, good morning.
Missy, what do you want to confess to us this morning?
So it's kind of confessing on behalf of a coworker. I'm contemplating getting my coworker fired, and I want to get your 2 cents on that.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, well, she's an awful person. Like, she's just bigoted. She's small-minded. She's crass. Like, I really can't stand this person, honestly. And I have to sit next to her for 6 hours a day at work and just listen to her go on. And, I mean, honestly, there's been some days that I've actually been willing to quit my job because I just really can't stand having to work with her.
Really? That's pretty intense.
Yeah, it's a lot. And normally, you know, most people I don't have a problem with, but she's too much for me. So last week, she made a huge mistake at work. She offended one of our biggest clients, and we work with huge clients. She offended one of them, and she hasn't told anybody. I'm the only one who knows about it so far. And I know that it's going to cost the company double what she even makes in a year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But, like, nobody else has caught on to it yet, so I'm trying to decide if I should tell somebody. Like, on one hand, I know the company wouldn't be able to afford, you know, can't afford for her to make that same mistake. But also, on the other hand, I mean, she's a person, and I know that her family and she depend on her job. So it'll definitely get her fired. So you know what I mean? Like, I can't decide what I should do. What do you think? I think I know the answer, but what do you think?
Missy wants to tell on her, don't you, Missy?
I want to because I kind of feel like she needs to be told on. But, I'm understanding, too, that right now times are hard and people need their jobs. So I'm trying to be understanding of that as well. So that's why it's so hard for me.
Missy, I'm going to give you the opposite advice. I'm going to tell you to just hold on. Just hold on for one more day. I think that if your coworker indeed has offended a client, and I'm assuming that client, you're suggesting that client is going to pull their money.
Yeah.
Then obviously the higher ups are going to find out about that.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to be sorted out. And like Bill said, I know that you kind of want to do it first because she drives you crazy. But at the same time, they will find out eventually. And if it's as bad as you say it is, and they have no choice but to fire her, you would rather have the managers have, you know, the dirt on their hands as opposed to you.
That's true. But I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to be, you know, like I would want to tell the owners and the management and have them be like, you know, like just proud that I told them, and then I get on their good side basically and win some money points for someone that I don't like anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know that there's that too. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think you want that bad juju hanging over your head though.
No.
I don't think so. I think you should wait. There's probably, if your company is going to lose a bunch of money, then the bosses are going to want to know why. They're going to want to do some sort of an investigation. I'm sure that you're going to have to sit down with a higher up at some point. And then if you're flat out asked what the heck happened, you don't lie.
Right.
You can say specifically what happened at that point if you're asked. But I don't think you want that karma hanging over your head if you actually do something to go above and beyond to get someone eliminated from their job, no matter how annoying they are. That's my advice to you.
Yeah, just hold on. Trust me. Like you said, if it's as bad as you say it is, the clock is ticking anyways, and you won't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, she's a terrible person, so she'll get what's coming to her, I guess, eventually.
I feel like you just really want to out her, Missy.
What do you?
I don't know. If anybody has opposite advice than that what Morgan and I have, 216-578-0104, Missy on the Cleveland Confessional.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Oh, it's complicated.
Sure is.
For Missy and Lyndhurst right now. We're in the middle of the Cleveland Confessional. Missy called up to say that she is contemplating going to the bosses and reporting a coworker in an effort to get her fired.
Apparently, this coworker made a big mistake. It's going to cost the company a lot of money, but also Missy hates her. So it's like, you know, double-edged sword there.
Let's go to Brett in Parma first. Brett, what did you think about Missy and what she had to say on the confessional?
To me, it sounded like Missy kind of wouldn't be the best coworker to work with. I mean, accidents happen, and it sounds like that's what happened with that coworker. You're not going to meet everyone you like in life, but it sounds like Missy really just wants to get this fired because she doesn't like her, and that doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, Missy said that that her coworker said something to a client that offended them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an accident. I guess it could be an accident.
Yeah, I don't know. But like we said before, one way or another, the bosses are going to find out. And I feel like Missy's hands, it's better for her hands to be clean than dirty in the situation.
That was our advice to Missy. I'm kind of that way. It's like, I just want to keep my head down.
Yeah.
I just want to do my job. I don't want to worry about what's happening around me. Jennifer and Elyria brought up a point that I hadn't thought of. Jennifer, what was your point on the confessional?
I mean, obviously, there could be ramifications for her knowing and not speaking up about it. If they are going to find out one way or another, I understand why you wouldn't want to put yourself in the crossfire, but by not saying anything, you could be putting yourself in the crossfire because they work in close proximity. They know that. They talk to each other that she could have heard this. And if they ask her, is she going to lie and say she didn't hear it? So I think that she could get in trouble for not saying something.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I had not thought of that either. And in fact, we have those training videos at Odyssey all the time where I guess it really depends on what
the situation,
what the coworker said to the client. You know, if it's something that's in the realm of
that you could be in serious, like legal trouble.
Yeah.
For,
like, and the company might be liable.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, if Missy does not come forward, she could put herself in jeopardy somehow.
I don't know. So
I don't know what to tell her now.
I know, me neither. Oh. Some help we are.
Good luck, Missy. Thanks for calling the Cleveland Confessional. Dove Cameron now. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too.
Good morning.
So if you're going on vacation soon, like my wife who's leaving today to go to Florida for the rest of the week.
Yeah, without you. So rude.
And if you feel guilty, and this happens to me a lot, if you feel guilty that you don't work out on vacation, I mean, I feel guilty just not working out this week.
Yeah, and I'm like, there doesn't need to be a on vacation. Yeah. It's just the sentence ends at you don't work out.
But I do feel guilty about it. And I'll try to find, because if you're staying in a hotel where there's an excellent workout room, you know, it's well equipped. I feel guilty about not going down there.
Never have had that feeling before.
But here's some good news. If you feel guilty and you want to get out of it, experts say taking a break from workouts can be really, really good for you.
Of course.
Because you take time off and you recover, it benefits the body and it benefits the mind. And pausing your routine while on vacation will also prevent fitness burnout.
Well, there you go. I use that excuse every day of my life, even when I'm not on vacation. I need a pause or I'm going to get burnt out.
There you go. Battle of the Burbs. We've got that coming up. What suburb is going to come out on top today? Let's find out next.
Waking up.
Getting you up and going.
Waking up
with hit after hit.
Rise and shine
after hit.
Waking up every day.
Real life. Real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Smartest suburb in Cleveland? Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let the fight begin. Morgan is your host. Our callers are here. Let's go.
Let's do it. We got Garfield Heights, Wadsworth, and North Ridgeville all ready to rep for their city. But let's start with caller 14. It is Veronica in Garfield Heights. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning.
Garfield Heights has won the game four times. Think you can make it five?
I'll try.
You have the hardest. You have like the most unlikely chances because you're going first. But I have faith in you, Veronica. You can do it.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go. Question number one. Which vegetable gave Popeye the Sailor his strength?
Spinach.
Question number two. What city does Starbucks call home?
Seattle.
In what part of your body is the femur located?
Leg.
For the win, Veronica in Garfield Heights, which Q104 artist has the number one song for the seventh straight week?
Adele.
No, we just talked about it in the Hollywood dirt sheet. Oh, that makes me so sad. Better luck next time, Veronica. Let's go to Leah in Wadsworth. Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the second time that we've gotten all four questions out in a row, right? Did we get all four yesterday?
It's exactly how it happened yesterday. I don't remember her name. No, I do. She did. She lost the question about the piano.
Yeah, yeah.
I think her name was Michelle. But she said that, she got all three first questions and then blew it on the fourth. And here we go.
Yes. So you are from Wadsworth. Wadsworth only has one win. So we're going for number two. Are you ready, Leah?
Yes.
Four questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Question number one. Which vegetable gave Popeye the Sailor his strength?
Spinach.
What city does Starbucks call home?
Seattle.
In what part of your body is the femur located?
Leg.
For the win, Leah in Wadsworth. Which Q104 artist has the number one song for the 7th straight week?
I'm going to guess Harry Styles.
You're going to guess correct.
Yay.
It blows my mind how people don't listen to the Hollywood Dirt Sheet. 9 times out of 10, one question will at least come from there. But what made you think that Harry Styles was the right answer there, Leah? Because it was a great guess.
I just know he has new music out.
And he is the GOAT. Okay, let's get back to business. Leah in Wadsworth, congratulations. That's win number two. You also won a year of unlimited car washes from Sargent Clean Car Wash. Tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104,
plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here,
too. Good morning.
I think we're watching the Today Show in here. They just showed the weather map of the entire country.
Heat wave.
It looks like everybody's 100.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know if that's a feels-like map, or because we're not going to be in the hundreds today. It'll be low 90s.
Yeah, maybe close enough.
Mid-90s, yeah. It's going to be a hot one. And later this morning, I'm going to take my wife and my youngest son to the airport. They're flying to Fort Myers for the rest of the week.
Jealous.
It's a classmate of Drew's, and my wife and the classmate's mom have become friends, so they're going to be in Fort Myers for the rest of the week. And I knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that I was really worried about or even thinking about. But my wife has gotten me kind of riled up the past couple of days about just all the things that I have to do. And we've been talking about it a little bit this morning. Like, for instance, she was, you know, you're going to have to do a bunch of wash, like a bunch of laundry.
Yeah.
And so I had to take an instructional on how to operate the washing machine.
I cannot believe, and I don't know exactly how old you are, and I'm not going to put you on blast, but I cannot believe at your age you do not know how to do the laundry.
Now,
I learned that when I was 12 years old.
I've been on my own. I was in college. I've used washing machines before. It's just that I've never used this washing machine.
I mean, they're all pretty standard, right?
No, I don't think so. There's nuance to each of them, and I had to learn.
So since you have been back in Ohio, which has been what?
Almost a year. It'll be a year next month.
You have not done one load of laundry yourself? That is absurd.
No, I haven't. I needed to learn how to use our washing machine yesterday, and I also learned how to use the dishwasher.
Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. You need to tell me in a whole year, you have not done one load of laundry or done one load of dishes.
No, it just, it never came up.
What is wrong with you? I called you a man child earlier. I'm gonna double down and say that, Bill Ryan, you are a man child.
I've unloaded the dishwasher. Does that help?
Not really.
I've never loaded it, and I've never ran it. But I've been learning these things the past few days. Don't get me started on food. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to feed my oldest son.
I mean,
in the
just
next
find stuff that you could stick in the oven. Do you know how to turn the oven on?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. The pause. I was not expecting a pause.
I think that I can use the stove. I don't think I've used the actual inside of the oven.
Oh my Lord.
But I can do pots and pans on the stove. And of course the microwave's right there.
Your wife is a saint. She deserves that vacation. And I'm glad that she's leaving you at home.
You know, that it seems to be the common sentiment on my Instagram this morning, because I put up videos on my Instagram, which is at Bill Ryan CLE. Of my wife actually teaching me how to use the dishwasher and use the washing machine.
Yeah, she's giving you like a step-by-step process.
And this is a pretty common thing, because there was a texter this morning that she said that she had a back injury, and so she had to be bedridden. And her husband was trying to help with the housework, and he didn't know how to run the dishwasher. He kept coming into the bedroom every 5 seconds to ask, what button do I press? What does this do? How do I load it in all at one time?
It's unacceptable. Absolutely.
And then someone sent me a DM. Nicole sent me a DM this morning. She said that she went away for 5 days, leaving behind her husband and 3 boys. And on the fourth day, her 11-year-old wanted chicken nuggets. The husband couldn't figure it out. And she told the husband,
if you can't figure out how to make chicken nuggets, you shouldn't have a child.
And the child told him, you suck as a mom.
I mean, really?
So we want to know what happened when you left your man alone. You had to leave. You went away. You left your husband alone. Or maybe you left him with the kids. Tell us what happened. And guys, if you're like me, call in and confess about about how helpless you were when your wife or your partner took off. 216-578-0104.
Wake up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I love it when I listen to it in the morning. It gets me amped up.
Real life, real Cleveland.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
I'm a little afraid of the texters right now.
They're shaming you, as they should, honestly. You're a grown man and you don't know how to do a load of laundry?
I was just being honest, and I didn't expect the level of vitriol that is coming through the text machine right now. Just for shame. And this is absurd.
It is absurd. It is absurd that you don't know how to wash a dish or do the laundry without your wife.
I can figure it out. I just didn't know how to use those particular appliances.
You've lived there for a year. You've lived there for a whole year.
All right. So we're talking about, so what's happening is my wife is leaving me and my oldest son for about 5 days. And I had to take a master class on how to use our washing machine in the basement and the dishwasher. But I think I'm up to speed now. I think I'm all right. Vicky is calling from Kirtland. Vicky, how are you this morning?
I'm doing just fine.
Now, you didn't leave your husband, but but what happened when you were sick? You were sick, right?
I was sick in bed. He wanted his breakfast, grumbling and moaning. I'm saying, it's very easy to do. Make some coffee, put the bacon on the stove, get the eggs out.
So you're sick, and he's complaining to you that he doesn't have his breakfast?
Exactly.
See, I would not do that, Morgan.
Well, you're a better man than he was. But anyway, so I wake up to the smoke alarm going off in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
That he wanted the bacon, and he wanted it now, so he put the bacon in the pan on high, so the red, you know, the stove was bright red.
Yeah.
The pan, the bacon stuck to the pan. He wanted his coffee. He couldn't find the ground coffee. I keep it in the refrigerator. So he gets the instant coffee, and he fills the basket, the paper basket, with instant coffee.
Oh.
And a pot of water. This stuff came out like sludge. You had to drink it with a spoon.
Oh, no.
We had to scrape the bacon off with the pan. I had to end up throwing the pan away because it was burnt.
Oh, my gosh.
And don't ask me about the eggs. And then he left the towel at the edge of the stove. The fringe got caught fire. I think, oh, my God, I can never get sick again.
So yeah. You're divorced now, right?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Don't ask me about washing, too. He didn't know how to do the laundry. I said, do it yourself. I had to go to work, come home. He says, there's something wrong with the washing machine. I go in there. The washing machine had walked itself across the floor in our laundry room. He had put everything in, whites, darks, jeans, t-shirts. Didn't know how to do the steep. He dumped in some soap. The soap's coming out of the top of the washing machine.
Oh, gosh.
It was unbalanced. I'm thinking, oh, geez.
See, this guy took it to the extreme.
Yeah, really
and I wasn't expecting the twist at the end where you guys aren't together anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe that's a warning lesson.
Yeah,
that's
really.
It's a warning for me. Let's go to Brian in Akron. Brian, are you in a similar situation as me? Have you been left alone before?
Yes, I have. So my story is a little bit different. So my wife was leaving me for a weekend to go on a work trip, and we were having a discussion about how I would, you know, have dinner. So she recommended that I get a couple of those frozen pot pies, you know, no mixing, no measuring, just kind of preheat and throw it in the oven.
Right.
Is it the banquet or the Marie Callender's?
Oh, it's the Marie Callender's. But So I had a couple of those, and, you know, I had the instructions, turn on the oven to whatever temperature. And so I did that. I preheated it. And, you know, I'm a taller guy, so I kind of rolled out of bed to throw these in, and I was in the nude. And whenever I threw them in, the oven door is on a bit of a spring, and it lifted up and, like, you know, kind of hit my private parts and burnt me.
Oh, no!
And I actually made a trip to the emergency room and spent a lot more money on the on that medical visit than I would have on takeout.
Oh, so, Brian.
If anybody's out there listening, just go for the takeout. It's not worth it. Don't try to learn new skills.
What did your wife say when you – I mean, did you tell her that you had to go to the ER?
Oh, yeah, I definitely told her. She was entirely embarrassed. I think she told a couple of close girlfriends, and, you know, I heard them giggling when I walked by the next time I saw them. But, you know, overall, everything is good down there now. So, yeah. You know, no harm, no foul, but very embarrassing. Stop. And a little expensive.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad it all worked out for you.
Will you still throw in a pot pie occasionally, or do you have PTSD now with pot pies?
You know what? Whenever I walk past the frozen food aisle at the grocery store and I pass, like, the pot pies, I kind of close my eyes.
All right, Brian.
A little emotional damage.
Oh,
Brian, thanks
gosh.
So much for calling Q104. See, these people have made me feel better this morning. I feel better. It's not going to be that bad, is it?
As long as you don't end up, you know, burning some stuff that you don't want to burn. And I'm not talking about the pan.
Sunroof, Nikki Yor and Daisy, Q104. I'm a sucker. Q104, place the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
My name is Bill Ryan. Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. It's the mixtape tour. New Kids on the Block. Rick Astley and Vogue.
Salt and Pepper.
Now, last week, during the show, we did a countdown.
We did.
From the fifth row to the first row. We gave away tickets to the show.
People were very excited. It was a hot ticket.
For sure. But we realized over the weekend that we forgot to do something.
Something very important.
It was really important. Like, we're going to try to fix that right now, but we got to make a phone call to do it. So hang on. Let me get the phone thing going here.
Hopefully she answers.
Hello?
Mary?
Yes.
Hi, is this Mary? I mean, you did just say yes, but that's a strange way to start a call. This is Bill and Morgan from Q104. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing good.
Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Are you at work right now?
No, I'm actually home. I'm off today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Now, who is that person that was with you on Friday of last week when you won the front row tickets for New Kids?
That's my best friend, Nikki.
Oh, okay.
And you told us that you two have been to a lot of New Kids shows together, right?
Oh, my gosh. We've been to, I think, everyone but one.
And you guys have been friends for how long?
Since third grade.
Aw, so cute. And you two were so excited when you won front row tickets last week.
Oh, my gosh. We cannot wait. We aren't sleeping at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, obviously, you're resting up for the show.
Yes.
We spoke to you on Friday. We have some news.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we forgot to tell you something.
We forgot. Oh, there was a little something that we forgot to tell you.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
What did you?
I'm going to ask your forgiveness right now because we forgot to tell you this.
Is this good?
So, Mary, you won those front row tickets for New Kids.
Yes.
But they also came with backstage passes.
No.
For a little meet and greet action.
Oh, my gosh. No, you are kidding.
Not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I'm speechless right now. Oh, my gosh. Nikki is going to die.
Should we call Nikki?
Yeah, we got to try to call Nikki. Is she working right now?
No, she's at home, too.
Oh, my gosh. We have to call her.
Yes.
Hold on. Let's conference her in right now.
That would be awesome. Yes. Hold on. Well, hold on 1 second.
Okay, we'll hold on while you do that. Let me get some listening music on while we wait.
Can you talk for a second?
Hello?
Nikki?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at work.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Oh, okay. Is everybody on?
Yes. Yeah. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Nikki. It's Bill and Morgan from Q104.
Hi.
Hi.
Q104. Yes. I'm at work.
Oh, Mary has the day off today, but you're working?
I forgot. Yes. I forgot you were at work.
That's
well,
too funny.
We won't keep you too long then, but Mary has some important information that she needs to tell you about going to the New Kids on the Block show.
No. What? What? It can't get any better.
Yes, it can. We're going backstage.
Stop it. I could cry. I might cry. Oh. Oh, my God. I know. I'm dying right now. Oh, my gosh.
Surprise.
Oh, my God. I can't even talk.
Aww. I know. Oh, my. I'm shaking.
I can't talk. Well, congratulations. I have a feeling that this is going to be the best New Kids show that you two ever go to together.
Oh, my God.
Oh, ever. Yes. Ever. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am speechless. I can't even talk. I'm shaking.
All right, Nikki, you go back to work.
Okay.
Mary, you go back to bed.
Sorry, Nikki. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You guys have an awesome time at the show.
Oh, thank you. We will.
Waking you up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real life. Real Cleveland.
Feel good in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.